Well, my decision is that I'm going to stay in the NBA draft after receiving this feedback from NBA teams and how I performed and what I'm hearing. I feel confident in myself and my game as well as what I'm hearing from teams, and I'm excited to take this next step in my journey. To Vol fans, honestly, I just want to thank you because there's not much more I can say because you guys have been there for me. You've been amazing to me, and it's been a great year, 3 years. It's been a great process. I want to thank my teammates, my coaches, as well as you all, because without you all, I wouldn't be where I am at today. And please continue to guide me and please be there for me because Vol Nation has the best support in the world.
There you go, Grant Williams. He is indeed going to stick it out. He will not return to Rick Barnes and the Vols next year. He is going to test the waters in the NBA. And right now, it looks like he's, depends on where you look, maybe could sneak into late first round, but looks like more like early second round. Back here on Darren and Donick, let's talk to the man that can help us with all that and more. Chris Storch is on the line with us from Blue Ribbon. It's fantastic. Read if you want to know anything and everything about your favorite team. Chris, how you doing?
I'm well, guys. The basketball season never ends, does it?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The basketball season seems like it never ends anymore.
No, and people were clearly tuned in to the draft lottery. I saw the ratings were the best they've been in 16 years, I think I saw. So people were very curious to see how this would play out. Chris, one, let's just start with Grant Williams. You heard the clip. Where do you see, where do you anticipate him going? And what do you think, in your opinion, what kind of pro can he be?
Well, you know, Rick Barnes has always likened him to a kid he had at Texas, P.J. Tucker, who with the Houston Rockets and has had a long and productive NBA career. I think I saw where he makes $8 million a year. I get by on that if I clip coupons, I think. And so that's a pretty good living, and that's kind of what I see Grant as. And I believe that he believes, and has been told from reputable sources, that he's the number one pick. Otherwise, I don't know that he would have chanced it, even though he's already got his degree. Guys, Grant is a kid who is going to be a millionaire no matter what he does. He's the most well-rounded, pleasant to be around, polite, intelligent kid that I've ever been around in all the years I've covered college basketball, and I'm convinced that he couldn't make a wrong move. I'm a student of history, though, and for that, I hate to see him go. He would have probably been preseason National Player of the Year, and he had a chance to do something that only two players in the history of the SEC has done, and that's been three-time SEC Player of the Year, and the only two that have done that are Bernard and Pistol, guys that only need one name.
Yeah, well, that means you're pretty good, right? We went to Memphis yesterday, and we had Pete Pranica on, and just to see if it's a no-brainer that it's going to be Ja Morant, and it looks like all signs are pointing toward the Grizzlies taking Ja Morant. We were amazed by him last year at Murray, but Chris, second overall, there'll be huge expectations. I guess the question I have is he a franchise changer? Because the Grizzlies certainly could use a franchise changer moving forward. What do you think?
Well, you know, he's one of the best stories. I've been writing a draft column focusing on college players for NBA.com for 9 years now, and I always like to write about guys that kind of came out of nowhere, maybe under-recruited in college, and he certainly epitomizes the word sleeper. He's come so far so fast. He's got such amazing gifts, not just his explosiveness, but his court vision. I think he's a guy that could truly be transformative. You know, he's a good rebounder for his position. I think the comparison is Russell Westbrook. I don't think that's ridiculous at all.
Wow. Well, there's your answer. That would be a big yes. A guy we're going to have on the show next week after he goes through this experience, and I just want to get your take on Dylan Windler. Where do you see him going, and how do you think he translates to the next level?
I love Dylan Windler. happened to write something about him this year for NBA.com, and I think in terms of the new NBA, he's got a lot of skills they look for. First of all, he's long, shoots it from three really well, is a good rebounder, has been taught to get to the rim. Rick Bird's offense either got to the rim or took threes, so you know it's a pace and space offense that they're playing in that league now, and I think he'll excel in it. The other thing, you know, like Grant Williams, he's a good kid, a smart kid. He'll be good in the locker room, good in the community. I've seen some drafts most recently. I think Sports Illustrated came out, and I respect what they do. I see him as a first rounder.
Ooh,
and
okay.
Certainly an early second rounder. I think he's going to have a productive career in the NBA.
Interesting. Yeah, most of the mocks I've looked at had Grant Williams and Dylan Windler like right early on in the second round, but that would be something if one or both could sneak in to the lower first round. It seems like everybody's saying it's the big three and then everybody else, Zion Williamson, Ja Morant, and R.J. Barrett. But you know how this works. I mean, Giannis was the 15th pick overall. It's not always the first or second pick overall that ends up being really, really good players in the NBA. Maybe, Chris, a couple of other guys that we should pay close attention to, do you think that are going to go in the first round that are going to be real impact players at the next level?
I'm going to give you one. This is my favorite one. Nasir Little from North Carolina.
Okay.
He was the second overall rated player in last year's class, high school class. He was only the fifth player at the time to be MVP of the Jordan Brand McDonald's All-Star Games. He gets to Carolina. You know, he's compared favorably to R.J. Barrett and Zion Williamson, but he doesn't quite have the year, you know, because he's playing behind three studs at Carolina. So, you know, naturally the press wants to make something out of a nothing, and they thought, you know, there's controversy there. But I'm doing a piece on him now. This kid, they call him the philosopher. He handled that as well as anybody could. He's just got this kind of laissez-faire attitude. It's like, what is will be. And he's a hard worker. He's got unbelievable measurables as far as his size. I think he can guard three positions in the NBA, maybe four, and probably play both forward spots. 7'1" wingspan, great leaper, great kid, dedicated to his craft. So I think there's a guy who is going. I've seen him going as far as 17, 18. I think he'll blow up past. If he goes that far, he'll blow up past that, and people will wish they hadn't passed on him.
Talking to Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon College Basketball Yearbook, contributing to NBA.com with the NBA draft coming up here now that the lottery is set. A lot of local angles, of course, with Memphis having the number two pick. We watched Ja Morant. He's semi-local. And then we just mentioned Windler, Grant Williams. The one guy we haven't talked about, Chris, is, of course, Darius Garland, who doesn't appear to have lost any stock at all with the injury. And that's what people were saying, and that's what I think worried a lot of Vanderbilt fans. The minute he got hurt, you were thinking, boy, he may have played his last game for the Commodores, because you kept hearing all this, that he projected so high in this particular draft.
Yeah, Willie, I've always loved the kid, even though we saw very little of him. I think what the pros like is he's got that it factor, and you know what that means because you played. It means that you can make players around you better. He's able to get his own shot, but because of that, people are fearful of him, and because of that, he's a good setup man too, a good facilitator. So I'm glad. I think they made the right decision for him. You know, it wasn't a severe knee injury by today's standards with the advancements in surgeries and stuff. But they did something different. Instead of removing the torn meniscus, they repaired it. They didn't want him to be bone on bone years from now. And I think that was a mature and intelligent decision. And I think he's, you know, he was practicing in Atlanta in January or February. So he was full bore, ready to go. And I think NBA teams have known that for months.
So how high do you think he could go? Could I've seen him as high as number four. Is that feasible, or do you think it might be a couple of slots below that?
Well, you know, that would be the Lakers, I think. And,
yeah.
And you know, they've got Wall already. I just don't understand why they would want to do that since they've got a point guard. But, you know, the league is different. I mean, you've got several guys who can handle the ball on the floor. And as I said, Darius is a scoring point. So, you know, maybe they're fine with that. But, yeah, he's definitely that good. Before Ja Morant came along, everybody thought he was the best point guard in the country. So, you know, the Vandy staff thought he could put together Trae Young numbers. And you remember what Trae Young did 2 years ago. He would have been had he not been hurt. Now, the other guy we haven't talked about, Jordan Bone, is the one that's really kind of made the headlines here recently.
Yeah. So tell us, I was thinking of Bone and also Simi Chatu, who, of course, had a very disappointing year at Vanderbilt, but has decided to jump in. He's going to hope to do well in some of these workouts and have his stock go up. He's got some health issues, I would think, too, because he's coming off that ACL. So give us your thought on those two guys in particular.
Well, Chatu, I've not seen in the mock drafts, and I don't know. That mock drafts aren't everything, and not sports writers that are call themselves sports writers that do these things are wired into it, you know.
I can't imagine him getting drafted just based on what we've seen on the court. Now, you know, people project ahead.
Yeah, the Vandy staff had trouble controlling him. You know, he's got some gifts, but he's got some things that some negatives that outweigh those. As far as Jordan Bone, I think, guys, he's been adamant about it for weeks. I think he's been all in for weeks. And I wrote a piece that's on my website, my personal website, chrisdorch.info. It was a 3,000-word monster on Jordan Bone. And I really got into it and started talking about the origins of him and his athleticism. And I found out then that, you know, he would dunk in practice. He would never show this in games, but he would throw down some dunks in practice that just freaked out his teammates. They couldn't believe it. And then if you look at these numbers yesterday, I mean, historically, you look at, like, Max Vert, higher than Derrick Rose and Russell Westbrook, three-quarter sprint, higher than both of those guys. You know, he had the best Max, second-best Max Vert, best standing vertical in the combine. And he led in shuttle run. He led in the lane agility. Now, yeah, these are just numbers. Can he run a team? I think so, but historically speaking, you're comparing his explosion and his athleticism with guys like D. Rose and Westbrook, and I just think that bodes well. And I've always liked him as a point guard, Willie. He surpassed this year against Mississippi State. He was at half court. Kyle Alexander was streaking toward the rim. One of those one-handed bounce passes that John Lucas used to throw. And I said, the guy's a pro, and I think he'll get drafted.
Will Naz Reid make more money at this level, or is he going to take a pay cut, you think? All right, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. It's a joke.
That's a good one, though. You know, Naz will probably go. I don't know that he was 100% polished and ready, and I'm seeing him. I don't think I've seen him in any of the first rounds in any of the mocks that I've looked at. Again, that doesn't mean everything. What means the most, guys, are these next few weeks in the run-up to the draft when the NBA teams bring them in. They let them scrimmage against their peers. There's no hiding there. Some agents, I guess, won't let their guys do that. But the one thing that they can't hide is the personal interviews and the background checks. And, you know, character comes to the forefront. I think that's why Grant Williams is just wowed everybody. And Chicago, and I think that that's the reason he went ahead and declared so quickly.
Chris, good stuff as always. Appreciate the visit, and we'll do it again soon.
Bye, guys. Take care.
Chris Dortch from Blue Ribbon. You can also check out his work on NBA.com. You just heard it. He's been doing stuff around the draft for almost a decade. We'll come back. More of Darren and Donick next.